Hello.
Hey, Mike, it's Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, so I just got your text too, by the way.
Yeah.
So I was able to get the team to do 400 with the extra 130 for you. So you don't have to bring as much to the table, and you'll still get that 130 of extra ad spend. So you get 530 for 400. How's that sound?
That's fine.
That's better than doing 500, right? So, okay. You need to do it on a different card. Is that correct?
Yeah, I do. Are you able to do that?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. Let me create your invoice right now for it too, and then I'm going to put the new card information for it. Okay. So you just want to do the 400, but it'll be 530 worth of ads, yeah? Is that what we're going to do? Okay. All right. I'm going to get that knocked out. But you want to keep the card, the regular card for the service, but just for this, you want to change the card info, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to change that.
What card do you have on there now? Do you know?
It's 6672.
Okay. All right.
That's the one you want to, you know, you want
no,
to.
No, that's the one that goes for the other one. This
yeah.
one, I'm going to get a new one for this one.
Okay.
We'll put this one on a different card.
Yeah, no worries. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and read that card number off. Yep. That should start with a 4.
Yep, it's 4610.
Uh-huh.
4602.
Okay.
2308-6828.
All right, let me read this back to you. 4610, 4602, 2308, 6828.
Yep.
Okay, and expiration?
0729.
0729, and then 3-digit code.
177.
Okay. You said 0729 for the expiration?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me. Then I also got to get my team to schedule a call with you too.
Are they the ones that will talk to me about like the keywords and stuff or whatever?
Yeah, that. And we got to test your we got to make sure that you know how to pick up the calls and everything, so that when you do get the calls, you're ready for it. So I'm going to get them to get a schedule here. Okay. Let me send a message to my team here, too. Give me 1 second. Trying to get this call scheduled with you guys. And I am getting your invoice created too here. Okay. Almost done here, my paperwork. And I'm also working with my team here to figure out getting this call done for you, too. What would work better for you, today or tomorrow, for like a call with the team?
You could call me.
Huh?
You could call today. That's fine.
Okay.
Is that better for you? Make sure you have those things. Was this one go over there?
We just picked it up that small.
Yeah, we took it off because of the coat. Couldn't hold it up.
And so you want the 6672 to remain the card on file, though, correct?
Yeah.
Hmm?
What'd you say?
You want the 6672 card remaining on file, though. Like, in other words, you want that for your normal subscription.
Yeah.
But for this transaction, you want it with a different card.
No, for this transaction, you use this card, the one I gave you that was.
Yeah, the 6828, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then the other transaction you do, you use that card.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
So I'm just making sure. And everything on the new card is still just your name, Michael Padilla.
Yeah.
808 Mercury Circle Lone Tree.
No, that's different. So the billing address on that one is 15 Stoney Run.
15 Stoney, S-T-O-N-E-Y?
S-T-O-N-Y.
S-T-O-N-Y. And Run, yes. Is that separate word?
Yeah, R-U-N, and then place.
Okay.
And then it's Spring, Texas, 77381.
77831?
381.
381, okay. Yep. 381. So 15 Stoney Run Place, Spring, Texas, 77381, correct?
Yep, you got it.
Gotcha. It just says Michael Padilla on it, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. So going forward, though, it's going to be that 6672 for both, because there's no way to, like, have two different cards. Like, this transaction is going to have, you know, the 400 on the new card that you just gave me. But going forward, your monthly, so let's say you keep your ad spend at 400 plus your.
What I was trying to do is split them up so they don't all come at once. But is that possible? That's the reason I did that.
I don't want to
have a big old giant bill all at once. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it would still have to be one card, though. But, yeah, I think we can probably split it up. I'm working on that right now. Month is, Okay. Yeah, so it's pretty much going to be... Oh, yeah, so, like... Because normally, your $2.99, since it came out just recently, let's see. What we could probably do is change your billing date on your $2.99 to a different day so they're not so close together.
Yeah.
We change.
Yeah, I didn't know if they would be running together or if that's fine. If you could do that where, you know, if it takes out the same car, I don't care. It's just as long as they're not together, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was trying to avoid.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Same cars but separate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they just took it out and like around this time I got a lot of bills that come in and
yeah.
I just don't extra one, you know, so.
Okay, so how about this? We can do, so today's the third, so every third of the month will be your 400. And then your $2.99 for the monthly subscription to get you optimized will be on the 16th of every month. How's that sound? that work?
Yeah, I guess that's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. You want, or do you want it more like towards the, like closer to the end of the month in that sense?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to see if I can get it pushed out to the 16th, maybe like the 25th of every month or something like that?
Oh, well, right now, mm-hmm. you said on the 3rd and the 16th, right?
Yeah.
Is that when I paid the last time, or?
Well, the last time you were late because it was like the card info, we had to update it or something like that, so.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's normally, though, on the 16th.
On the 16th? Oh. I was that late? Nobody said anything. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like.
I know. It probably was like, yeah, let's see. Yeah, so it was the 16th. It took like a few days. Like I know, like to get that situated. So yeah, it was like
whatever.
I mean,
if you
were like a week late. It was like a week. It was not that bad.
Apart from each other, it'd be great, you know.
What's that?
I said if you could get them like 2 weeks apart from each other, that would be great.
Oh, 2 weeks. Okay, so the 3rd. Okay, so like let's just here. Let's just see. Let me go to February. So here's the 3rd. 1, 2. So 1, 2. Yeah, I mean, they're pretty much 2 weeks apart from each other.
They are. Okay.
Yeah, they're already 2 weeks. Do you need it more, or is that good for you?
No, I mean, I don't know. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I'm going to do. So you're going to want the 6672 as your main billing for both, but you know it's going to be the 3rd and the so today's transaction is going to be the new card. Okay, that's what you want, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to change that right now to the new card, and I'm going to change the address and everything as well. Okay. Going forward, do you want the new card or do you want that old card ending in 6672?
Let's see. Going forward, you can put it on the other card too. I would have put them both on the same card. I just didn't want them, like I said, coming at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see.
I split it up on the card. You know,
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that was my business. Card, the one, the first one that you had.
Okay, so that's the one you want going forward.
6672, that's my business card, and the one that I gave you for today is my personal.
Gotcha, just to get to split it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No worries. Makes a lot of sense, Mike. 177. Perfect.
But if we make a bunch of money, then it won't matter.
Exactly. Well, and the cool thing is that's why I want to make sure that we get hold on. Okay, hold on. Are you referring to the LSA? Him through that. Okay. Okay. So I'm updating the card now to be your normal card. Okay, so you're going to have, like I said, the third of every month will be your 400, and then the 16th of every month will be your 299.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Yeah, so, and then I'm like messaging my team as I'm doing this, like multitasking, to work on this call for you as well.
Somebody's calling me from you guys over there.
What's that?
Hold on a second. There, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
That was weird. Somebody was calling me from you guys there on an 800 number. I don't know who it was, but... Was that
probably,
the call that you're going to have call?
Huh?
Was that the people that you're going to have them call me?
Yeah, I would probably, like, they probably were, you know, calling you at the same time as I was messaging them. That's probably what's going
it's
on. But I'm
weird,
in
though. I don't know how they called me, but it was weird the way it showed up. There it is again. It's got like a blue dot or something down here with the check mark.
Mm.
Should I answer?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, that's weird. I don't know. Are you there, Matt?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll sort it out with my team. Don't worry. Like, I'll make sure you get a call. Like, that's definitely.
It's weird.
Yeah, I need to make sure I get the old card back in here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this kind of has a green button.
Huh?
This time it has a green button. Like I said, it was weird before. Hold on.
Yeah.